he asks you a question that can't be heard. He's coming in clean glasses. Vincent had something for me, which he got in time.
Jerry, the question would be, if the fascists were coming up the road right now, and we were going to lay down our lives and fight for it, you say you would give your life for your child's, but would you leave it for the fascists to have? What would you do in that case?
If it came to that, I would have to take her life.
Fine. You understand that? You understand that? Were you? But she's so old, she'd fight. How old is your child?
11.
Well, she passed the age. We fight at 11. It's under that we consider that. She would take up a cutlass and fight till she was dead. Unless it came to an overwhelming invasion, then we would gently put them to sleep, which we have, where they never know what hit them. We are already prepared for that. A people who are really loving and a father who's genuinely compassionate is prepared for all such emergencies. I have complete, in fact, if it was such a melee that they were going to try to set us up to look like we were fighting black against black and using the army here, being duped, if they were, although we've been having very good relations with the commander of the entire Guyanese Defense Force, so that becomes less likely. But if that were the case, we even have arrangement that every living soul here can step out of life easily. But you don't do that as long as there's alternatives in which you can make a mark. You don't do that unless there's alternatives. All alternatives are closed for you to make a mark against fascism. That is, by taking some of the fascist CIA that might be located here, which we know some. And I don't mean in this community. I'm talking about in the nation. And then some perhaps be delegated to go back to do some work, if you know what I mean. And I mean work in which then you would give your life. You would take, remove the enemy's lives and then take your life before they got a chance to catch you. Why? Because their torture methods are so severe, as you saw on the day of the jackal. How many studied that? There was a brave man who had things locked to his wrist, so they would have to cut his arm off. But they had such ingenious methods back then, in the 60s, that they made him scream out in his subconscious. Even he was so benumbed, he screamed out the name Christ and Jackal and gave them the lead to lead to the communist, likely, who was working for something more than money, who was trying to get the dictator. Even when he, remember when they caught him? I mean, he said, your cover's known, your cover's blown, they know you. He kept on going, and he had $250,000 in the Swiss bank, didn't he? But he kept on going to get the son of a bitch.
He made a deal with
them
to get back out.
He made a deal, yes. Thank you. He made a deal. That was the honorable deal. He said, if any one of you are caught, something's happened to some of the PA, so I can tell the difference. he made the deal when it started. He made it. It's something wrong. It's outside that went off. And he made the deal, you remember. If any one of you are caught, the three in this room, I have a right to call off the whole thing. Remember when he said that? He said, I have a right to do it in my own time when I think it's convenient to be done, can be done successfully. And if any one of you are caught, if it leaks out who I am, then I have a right to call it off. And in fact, the agent that called him from Paris, when he called in Paris, they said, blow it. It's blown. Deal's off. But he kept on going. He kept on going. And he succeeded. He got there. The police tried to make it look, Hollywood always tries to make it look good, but he succeeded. And that's the kind of gut that it takes. And he also killed who else? What other dictator did he kill? It showed he had a communist connection. Trujillo, fascist dictator of Dominican Republic, who held on, murderous regime upheld by the, even after it was over, U.S. Marine Corps, tried to maintain, and still does maintain the government. So you got to have a will to fight as long as there's anything to fight. But if it's going to cause dishonor to socialism, it'd be best to just lay down our lives. And what's that called? Revolutionary suicide. Any suicide for selfish reasons, which are always hostile reasons, is always going to bring you immorality, and your history will be cursed. Furthermore, you'll come back again in some other form, for sure, lower form. You'll come back again reincarnated in a lower form. But that's not the point. The morality of it is suicide is unacceptable, except for revolutionary reasons. Well, you answered the question very well. You would not want to leave your child to be tortured by such methods as that. And that's what we've made protection will not happen. We will not let anybody be left to that kind. The advanced seniors or the small children will not go through that. They're not going to make mockery of our babies and torture our old people, right? Hands up for those who are not eaten. There's something wrong with the PA system on here now. If you can correct this, I can tell.
Dad, from 68 to 69, the captain sent me to Vietnam to fight a war that I didn't know anything about. I had no principle to die in that war. You have saved my life so many times, Dad. Now I don't have no life of my own. I'm living on your time. I would die for you right now, Dad. I'm willing to face the front line with you right now. Thank you, Dad.
What is it? Once again, I didn't catch that comment, Roberts.
I say from 68 to 69, Dad, the captain sent me to a war in Vietnam to fight for no principle. I had no principle to die there. Now you have saved my life so many times, Dad. And the only principle I have now is to live the life of you. And I would die for you right now, Dad. I would like to be on the front line when you send me out, Dad.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dad.
We are now meeting with one of the... Try to stop this shit about the doctor. We're in giving our war demands in Georgetown now. For the prime minister in Russia. It's a very untenable situation, an uneasy situation.
Who has a need?
It can be in the envelope. It could be in the envelope that I brought back here. It's right in the mail, the file box. Right in the file box now. Because it was also a strategy in which she offered to give her life. Terry offered to give her life. Is that the same thing where you offer to give your life and commit suicide to get one of the enemies? Is that the same shit? Well, it's right there in the file with my newspapers. Right there in the file, right above the radio. She saw this coming yesterday. And then she don't want to hear it. She's getting red-faced about it. And you say, well, that's kind of bad news. Kind of bad news. Some of these people have been fucked. She's been fucked. But it's worth it when the last night she said, is it worth it to the cause? Last night she wanted to go. She said, I will go back. And she's one of the most genius personalities we have here. Right? Mm-hmm. You deal with her mind, you'll find out. Not sure she would have done it anyway. There's some people, you take gambles, you see. But God damn it, get this motherfucker fixed. Get a tone, get a better quality of the voice. How many hearing me out there? You're not hearing me too well. Back there at the back? Not hearing me at all at the back. Now that's outrageous. People always wave your hands when you can't hear me. What has gone out in here? I've got 53 minutes until press time. Anyway, you take those chances. I'm always cynical. I operate from a zero. If you want something big out of people or you want to keep traitors, there's all kinds of fucks, right? Some to cultivate the strength and the potential you see, right? Others to keep people from treason. She wasn't one to keep from treason, I can tell you that. It's been a long time ago, too, so you don't need to worry about it. But last night, as I told you, I won't tell the black ones unless some of you get too smuggy. One of the best black women back in San Francisco fighting for us right now. Is because she was with me. That's what's kept her cool. It made her feel, unfortunately, you women do this to yourself. Your social acceptance comes through what a man thinks of you. And if the leader is attracted to you, then somehow that cultivates. Well, you ought to know I'm attracted to you. I'm ready to die for every one of you. So that means I'm attracted to you. You follow what I'm saying? I'm attracted to all of you. How much more attraction can you have than to be ready to have your eyes plucked out? You don't understand it. You don't understand. I might as well throw pearls to swine and throw it to some of you. Some of you do. There'd have been a hell of a lot more claps. How many heard what I just said? They heard it way behind you people. They're saying that row that you didn't hear. Well, last night she was going back to get one. She said, I can do it. You've given so much to me, the cause is given to me, I'll take care of it. And I said, no, because your mind is needed. There's still hope, life. We weren't even in a white night, though it was possible that it was coming. I said, no, the person that ought to offer it is somebody who's not 20, whatever she is, 26, 27. It should be somebody that's nearly finished their life, who's yet still sharp, like some of these women that run up here and fought off all these security practically. It ought to be somebody that was ready to step over to the other side, or handicapped, or who have terminal illness, like somebody that maybe we find have cancer, or disabilities in their body, real serious disabilities. Those should be the ones that volunteer, but goddamn rarely do they do it. And don't get threatened. Don't get threatened. Everybody that I have ever had that relationship with, I've told you all the traitors, and everybody else inside are the very means that some of you are protected, both black and white. You understand what I'm saying? White and black, they're the very means that you can go to bed tonight and be safe. Some of them are in it. There are others, too, that are not, that are still your buffers of protection, who never have. Strong people, because they were able to what? Vicariously identify, right? They were able to look at it, right? Shit. That's all right, it's all right. And you say, well, did everyone need it? You never know. But if one needed it, baby, you better do it. You follow what I'm saying? So why'd you have to do it, Father? Because shitheads that I assigned to do it, nobody yet has ever done it right. Now, let's think about that. I assigned men and women, and nobody but one that I ever knew, and she had her problems with a high-ranking governmental official, most powerful official. Everybody fucked it up. Somebody with grace, fucked it up. You think I'm telling you stories, I'm telling you truths. Who fucked it up with grace? Doing all right now, a good worker. Fuck it up. You forgotten? Tim Carter, for Christ's sake, you can't forget. Do I need to go into more? There's black ones that have fucked it up. There are white ones that have fucked it up. So don't ask me why I had to do it. Nobody else would do it. They got their ass caught up in it. One thing, if you're going to be involved in helping to keep a traitor or to cultivate the personality into the strength that you see in them, you've got to keep your mind in socialism all the time. Do you follow me? Now listen to me out here. You'd get to know me, some of you people, if you'd listen to me. You got to keep your mind above it. You don't dare think they want you. If you do, you've lost it right there. You've lost it. You say, oh, God, they love me. Shit, honey. If I got $5,000 for it and they didn't love me and they're ready to kill me, one woman paying $5,000. They don't, you're just kidding yourself. Nobody loves you but Father, nobody. And you shouldn't be loving nothing but socialism. That's what you should be loving, socialism. And I don't know why. That's what makes me want to die. I never get claps for this. Never. Talk about somebody got healed and everybody's shouting all over the place. I heal somebody to prolong their life so they'll finally die. And everybody jumps up and down. Can we fix this son of a bitch? Thank you. And that was the most important message I gave you in a long time, because it's so sensitive, it's painful to me to talk about. And it pains me because it hurts others. Nothing about me I'm hesitant to show you anymore. I don't give a goddamn. I'll tell you every failure, every guilt, every fault, every mistake, every victory. But I don't like to make other people a showcase. You understand that? So sex is revealing other people's lives. And she's talked about it publicly. But that's what she was going to do last night. She was going to get out of here, leave, and commit suicide and disown me so it would not look like she was connected with me. And I said no. Shit, I would say that was worth a fuck. I would think so, but that's not why she did it. That's not why she did it. Because a fuck is long ago in the past. Peace. One of the older black women right back there in San Francisco that's fighting for us right now has been kept by that, so don't knock it. Because they've been young, old, men, women, black, white. And if you can't do it, then don't knock me. You are the poor socialist. It's your poor ass. As I said, then I had second thoughts. As I said to this young woman over here, I said, can't you go to bed? I said, if anybody deserves this, Dr. Shaq. And I thought, no way. I ain't going to give him that shit. No way. Mm-mm. I ain't going to give him nobody that's doing him a service. She since said that she didn't feel that way. But I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to trick my friends. You people are my friends now. Unless you're going to be a fucking asshole and a traitor, then we'll deal with you. But I said, no. But the idea, you can't go to bed with somebody. Oh, Jesus, makes me sick. Makes me want to just cry out inside more than I can talk. To think that people are so damn picky-oon about who they go to bed with. And particularly you women, all you have to do is lay there, and by God, I've had to keep it going all night. To make $5,000 to save starving babies, I had to go from sundown till sunup. That was the bargain the bitch made with me. And I looked like somebody run my prick looked like it'd been run through a meat grinder. Then you women, all you have to do is lay there. Piss on you women. I mean, piss on any woman that says they can't do this or they can't do that. She didn't say she couldn't, but you were hesitant. You were hesitant there. You sure as hell was hesitant. It wasn't that she didn't say she didn't like him. She just said she wanted to be finished with sex altogether. I said, well, I don't think that's quite fair to him. He's had none. That's what I was trying to say to you. This prick's had everything he wanted. Wasn't that she was really doing you a favor. I want to make that clear. I want to be very honest, because honestly, I told you I'll give you all your victories. You've heard every victory over that microphone, and you'll hear every defeat. Some people say it's foolish, but I am going to die. We're too close to the end of the world. I'm too close now to start any bullshit. People said, don't get on with these emergencies. And then pricks sit around here and say when we come on that they're not for real. What the fuck do you think they go through all this shit? There's only 8 new people here tonight. I hope some son of a bitch that thought that has a double take now. 8 new people here tonight. You have to go through for 8. Why not wait for the whole bunch that's in town? The goddamn town's filled with people coming out. Why not wait then? You pricks don't want to face a white knight because you're not capable of facing a white knight. It's got to be unreal. It's got to be unreal because you haven't got the guts to die every day like I die. Don't give me no shit. That goes for one, that goes for all. I wouldn't call alert and say this is the worst alert, the worst white knight and all, and have people running over each other and falling down. I wouldn't do that. What kind of inhumanity do you think I am? That's why I tipped you in on the radio. Goddamn, I guess you got to pipe in everybody to the radio every time so they can see what the shit's going on. Because people want to live in a dream world. Yeah. I wonder what the hell you thought when they were shooting at us. When they come chopping in here with the goddamn government and the head of the prime minister's brother come driving in here nailing shit on our walls when we won our first war. When the government was all out of the country then. All of them were out then. No friend was here. They're all Washington had tricked them into being there to sign the Panamanian Treaty, which has since been totally sold out. The Panamanian people say, the president of Panama says, do you not expect us to have pride? We are human. That was his quote in the news this morning. Do you not expect us to be, you expect us to not be human? We do have pride. Because U.S. has just amended and amended and amended and amended and amended. Goddamn dogs. I wish I was there to kill them. For some of you, it's only, some of you made it precious. Some of you made it worthwhile. But some of you people, if I'd had to do it over again, all this beauty, I wouldn't have come here to give you the beauty. Because I didn't come for the beauty. I came to save you from jails, torture, concentration camps, a nuclear war, which your skin will roll off your back. Your eyeballs will be burned out. That's what I came to save you for. I wouldn't have moved out of the shit. I'd have found the first fucking bomb you heard me 5 years ago. I'd have found out where it was going to be and parked my ass under it. And so would have some of the rest of us. We came to save people, seniors from torture, black people that deserve. Like one black sister said to me last night, Sister Jeffries, I believe it was, said, Father, if there was no enemies, this is where I would have picked my life to be. And I thought, Sister Jeffries, wherever you are, that was the sweetest thing you could have said to me back there. She said, this is where I'd have picked the end of my life to be because of the beauty. And very few say things like that to me, Mom Jeffries. Very few. You just stop me and say, but I didn't get all of my food today, and they didn't give me the wrong medicine, and they made me wait 5 minutes in line. That's what the shit they stopped me with. Thank you, Mother Jeffries, for that. I don't know if it was 2 nights ago, whenever the hell it was, but when you said it, it locked in my heart. You said, if there was no enemies, a senior back there said, and she's standing there with her fist up, said, if there was no enemies, if there was no danger, if our black people were not in trouble, this is where I'd have picked the end of my life to be. This is where I would have come because of all the beauty.
And some of you ought to try to practice some of that appreciation, because her and her husband, they had good money, good house, good income. They had all they needed. Some of you fuckers haven't lived. You've lived from hand to mouth and begging, goddammit, been on welfare all your life, and they never been on welfare a day in their life. That's what puts a boil in my ass. That's what puts a boil in my ass. Somebody getting 98 bucks or 166 lousy bucks a month and living in a rat-infested tenement and having cockroaches crawling on the wall and every goddamn thing else and can't walk out in the street without getting mugged, or somebody climbing through raping you or trying to set your house afire and say, I don't like it because I didn't get enough rice. I'd like to give you some rice. Hot. And Reb back there helped me where to spoon it in. People like Reb and his wife give up big businesses, all kinds of people like that. Mom Jeffries and her husband, good wages. No, they didn't have to come over here. Some of you goddamn people, you'd have been dead if you hadn't been over here. Of course, some of them would have been too. Brother Jeffries would have with a heart attack, but that's not why they came. Yeah, sure, stroke, sure, you would have been, because blood pressure went down. But by God, it wasn't these people that brought the blood pressure down, because this shit, I'd like to see what kind of health we'd have. I believe our people wouldn't age if it wasn't for you infernal sons of bitches that keep us up all night and all day. Here's a man that 6 months ago is dead as a doornail with cancer. Goddamn cancer cells, his set rate was up so fucking high, there was no way in the world, and I still brought him through. I'd like to know what the hell could happen. Rose Peterson back there, cancer was through her goddamn body so bad that they said there's no use to even try to give her radiation, and I healed her. I'd like to see what I could do if some of you son of a bitches would help us. Forty-eight minutes until doomsday, press time. How many understood what I was talking about? Everybody write about it if we come through this white night. Everybody write about what I... And if you have to ask your neighbor, you better... You got to write what I just said about sex, why, who, not all names. Why I don't talk about black, why I don't like to talk about it, because it hurts others, not me. What it was done for, both to make the strength and build the courage of some of the very people that are your best safeguards tonight. And some who are not, who watched and helped. So don't say it's just a bit, but nonetheless, who the hell knows all that, you know? And I got some of them that are I ain't gonna get into that. I really will get people pissed then, so I ain't gonna get that going. What do you want to say? He up here again?
Edith Cordell is here.
There's one been with me for nearly 30 years. Get her off her feet. God damn it, through fires, they throw dynamite into our church coal, throw slop in our windows, tried to arrest her, had her arrested, God damn it, going to put her in a mental institution in a straitjacket till they drive her crazy. That's what they tried to do, all the families, and they were all Pentecostal. And they, and the head of the Pentecostal church, the UPC, the largest Pentecostal church, was right in the shit to take over her property, her land, and her money and everything else. In those days, we weren't turning over property, so it sure wasn't done on my part to save her property only for her. By God, I did save her and prophesied I would do it. Fact of the matter, I was miles away and knew at the very moment who was coming through the door, a detective, and I was able to say the words to him that kept him from taking her in. If he had taken her in, it had been over, because the law said they could hold her 6 weeks.
That's right.
And if she wasn't crazy, but at the end of 6 weeks, she would have been. And I called her at home when she would ordinarily be at work. She was supposed to be in work. But I had one of those revelations that have saved you through the years.
That's right.
Paranormal socialist dimension. Yes. Yes, sweetheart.
I feel it'd be a great honor to die tonight for this cause. And I'm telling you right now, I'd fight to the very last breath in my body against these devils that come in.
She did too. We've been fighting 30 years ago. 30 years ago, they haunted us every goddamn night, tried to harass, come into our properties, her house, our mine, ring us out of the fucking phone, call us all kinds of names and speak in tongues, put sugar in our gas tanks, take our wheels off our car, remove our batteries. Shit, we've been at this 30 years, and she's still ready to fight. Some of you ought not to mind fighting. came to me in 1951. That's 27 years ago, isn't it? 28 years ago. That's right. That's right. That's right. When it began. I'm sorry. That's a long time to be with a fighter. I tried America from one coast to the other. Took you around every city, and I saw that every goddamn one of them was the same. If I could have found one better in San Francisco, I'd have taken you to it. Because I'd like to struggle there. But we didn't have a chance to win no revolution there. All we had a chance was to see our children and old people be tortured. And I didn't see that was any point. Here we can die on our own terms. I said we can die on our own terms. That's what Jesus said. No man shall take my life. I will lay it down. That's what he said. He meant he'd lay it down when he got ready. Some of these Christians don't understand us. We're more Christian than they ever could be. Paul said, it's all right, give your body to be burned, but be sure you've got charity, which means principle. What is pure love? Communism. So in other words, Paul was saying, give your body to be burned. Set it afire if necessary, to get a revolutionary message, but be sure you've got communism in your heart. Right? That's what would be charity today. You can't have any charity without communism. So this is nothing new, giving your body, going out and committing suicide, taking a few enemies with you. Minutes for question. Let me see that last copy of that prelude that I gave you.